Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under five must wear safety.
And the children first.
Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Dreamboat Podcast. With you, as always, I'm Connor.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here to analyze those dreams that you have dreamed up so dreamily.
All aboard the dream gondola. So let's get this, poking our long rods through the canals. I don't like that.
No, Scott, don't say
That's
that.
That's a bad one.
No, let's reboot on that.
Let's dip our paddles in this river of dreamery. That's better. Yeah, man, messed up.
I know you were trying to go with like gondolier, but
I was gonna go like romantic Italian dreamtime, but
I don't think long poles and canals. That's the Frood Dudes podcast. That's a different
but someone's romantic Italian dreamtime, not mine.
Yeah. But we're here to unpack all those crazy dream stuffs that you have that your subconscious has been building up like plaque on your teeth after you haven't been to the dentist in a long time. It's just like brain plaque, subconscious plaque. And we're here to tell you that this plaque can be whack, but we're here to give it a crack. Dreamboat Podcast.
So we had a couple submissions once again, and that is how we thrive. We love it.
Man,
keep them coming.
That good old-fashioned vanilla, send them to dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. They're my favorite way to get them because then it gives us a chance to kind of like email you back and get to know you and your dream and figure out how you'd like us to reference you and all that stuff. It's really the best way.
It is. And there's a lot of old fashioned people who just like to scream it in my face. Well, not scream it, you know, but yell it loudly and rudely in my face. But it's also nice to get emails every once in a while.
I'd do it that way if I could. It's just too far away.
So I have a dream submission today from Amy. And Amy has sent us her dream here. I'm going to go ahead and read it out. You ready?
Lay it on me.
I took a nap at my boyfriend's place, and when I woke up, I remember going to a meeting or a dinner with some official-looking men and my mom. They brought in a Catholic cardinal who'd found a rare piece of art depicting Willie Nelson, which apparently people had been looking for a long time. It was never clarified why Mom and I were in the meeting. But when it was over, I had the distinct feeling that the official-looking men were not good guys and were going to either steal or destroy the painting of Willie Nelson and probably kill the cardinal. So there's that. Wow.
That's a lot going on here.
This
is like Da Vinci Code stuff.
Yeah, and I did get an addendum to this submission saying that, you know how in the Jenna joints we always have the context bit, you know.
Yeah, yes.
Before, got a little context for this one. This was a melatonin night.
Oh, bro, and yeah, we haven't even talked about melatonin.
Isn't that crazy? That's a supplement that you take that's supposed to like make deeper or more profound sleep occur. But we've never even talked about melatonin.
Yeah, and I've used this stuff, you know, before, especially if you're like jet lagged. Melatonin is supposed to get you cycling
right
on your rims, like oh so good, but
oh so good,
oh so nice, get you into that deep sleep, not twice but thrice. I'm just really stretching on the rhymes. Anywho, yeah, melatonin, knock your shit out. Make sure you have at least 8 hours. It's like NyQuil, without all the other
drugs. Getting a little melatonin deaf here because we haven't even touched this dream.
No.
So the first thing I took notice of is that the dream starts out with taking a nap. Amy's taking a nap in the dream, just right out the get-go.
No.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
This could either be in Inception
in real
style,
life,
right? A dream in a dream.
Or it's just, when I woke up, I remember going, okay.
I'm thinking this nap at the boyfriend's is context. Right. And then when I woke up is...
Oh, wait, no, it says right here at the bottom of the submission, I should probably clarify that I dreamt the nap and waking up from it, that was part of the dream.
See, this is why sending your dreams to the Gmail so that we can get to this context is like so crush, guys, so crush. So,
right there, that just gave us another... So
soup totes crush.
Dream nap at the boyf place.
Interesting. Dreaming that you had a nap.
I'm gonna do a quick Ibn Sirin for the nap, but looking at the rest of this,
I'm gonna see what I can find with sleep within sleep in J.M. DeBoard's The Dream Interpretation Dictionary, Symbols, Signs, and Meanings.
Shout out to Rad Owl, our Reddit consigliere.
He is the dreams man on the R space. Falling asleep in a dream can reflect thoughts about being able to go to and stay asleep, especially if you have concerns about getting to sleep or getting enough of it, which is interesting because if you took melatonin, you're probably pretty worried about going to sleep in the first place.
Yeah. So that's a roundabout dream symbol there.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's pretty funny.
Nothing for naps.
Falling asleep in a dream can indicate a need for rest and recuperation. It can mean it's better presently just to go get deep sleep rather than to dream intensely. Interesting. That didn't pan out so well here.
Yeah, so it's just you're dreaming about how you should probably be sleeping. That's like the most literal dream symbol that I could imagine being.
Kind of like when you're at work and you got to make like all these chicken sandwiches and then you have these stress dreams about making all these chicken sandwiches.
Okay, so Ibn Sirin actually has a pretty interesting take here. It says that it generally has negative connotations, except in instances where you're scared or you have a lot of like adversities and problems, because sleep abates all fears. You know, it says here that it annihilates them and clams one's distress. So yeah,
clams or calms?
Clams, I guess.
Really?
It says clams. I got clams.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Clams one's distress. But yeah, it says it's generally negative. It can mean heedlessness or joblessness.
Now,
sleeping in a dream.
That's interesting.
That second half is really whack, though.
I mean, I definitely think it has to do with the frustration of, like, needing to get some good sleep and going so far as to take however many milligrams of melatonin you need to make that happen. Now,
that nice little nugget of context. Go on.
The skeleton key to this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is Big Willie style. Like, why? Why Willie?
And it just says a rare piece of art, too, which is the most awesome open-ended. Like, I'm really glad that it's not clarified. Oh, it's a painting.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Shoot. What do you got?
What does Willie Nelson mean to you?
Oh, man. Just probably the one American music icon that is just like the American spirit distilled to its finest, purest form is probably Willie Nelson to me.
On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Just love making music with my friends. And I can't wait to smoke on the bong again. Yeah, he's like country music Snoop Dogg. So I think it's going to have a lot to do with, I mean, I imagine, like, Willie Nelson, you know,
he's a national treasure. He's like an American icon, like the good kind.
You know the painting Birth of Venus? I imagine the Birth of Venus. Yeah, it's just his red hair and braids are flowing. And it's like very modestly covering his bits and boops down there.
He's just erupting out of a joint, not a clamshell, like a smoking, still smoldering, unfurled.
Yeah, just
J.
It's just like an ash or like an ashtray. Oh yeah, an unfurled J, like that, even better.
Oh god, oh
and
god!
It's just
I wish we had a
super rare. What's another great art painting that this could be? Oh, or like who's the homeboy? It was Rembrandt that's got those really just good, dark, saturated. Yeah, dude. Rembrandt's got those good, saturated ass colors.
Got that good, Rembrandt.
That good stuff, like Girl with the Pearl Earring, right?
Yeah, we could do one of those. I mean, there's always the classic, you know, the American Gothic, but it's just him with like a guitar instead of the woman standing next to him.
That's, yeah. I was going to say instead of the pitchfork, but instead of the woman.
Nelson and a woman is going to is controversy wherever you go. He's not like that. He's a married man, I believe.
Just a cannabis plant.
Just a cannabis plant.
He's married to Mary.
He would keep the pitchfork. He's married to Mary Jane. Okay, so let's take a stab at this. Let's take an earnest stab here. So it starts with the nap, which is probably your subconscious going, hey, what's up with our sleep cycle? And you're taking the melatonin, so you're looking into it, or at least trying some sleep, you know, additives.
Okay, so they woke up from the dream and went to a meeting or a luncheon with some official looking men and mom.
And they brought a Catholic cardinal.
Right, and the cardinal had found it. The rare piece of art. Now, what does a dinner or a meeting mean, J.M. DeBoard? I think we covered this one in that Mana dream during the long Scandinavian winter dinner. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know. It matters if food is being consumed. This has more to do with the food itself. About a meeting.
I'm looking at Willie Nelson pics here. His hair is long enough to cover his nips. I don't know if it's long enough to cover his wango, but like...
I'm sure he has a guitar in the Birth of Venus
painting. In our version of this painting, yeah.
If someone is, you know, has an eye and the gift of the hand, if you want to do a Willie Nelson being unfurled in an unrolled joint, covering his bips and boops with a guitar and his his pigtails a-flowing in the breeze... Much like Botticelli's Birth of Venus, I'd be much obliged to share it around. So let's just take a freestyle at this dinner. Like, we're meeting up with mom, this important people, and the cardinals. So this is a trifecta of, you know, mom. This is the motherly instinct. Authorities. This is nurture, right? And then there's these, you know, official men. This is the authority of how things are going to be. And here's the spiritual guidance leader. Right.
Wow, yeah, you got the family, the matriarch, you got your mom there, mm-hmm. you got the religious head, mm-hmm. and you got business guys, you got the three-sided authority
figures. The way of the world, you know, way of the world, suit and tie, white men, right? I'm assuming they're white, they probably are.
It's men in suits sucks. Are all sorts of... walks of life, man. That's a horrible thing to say.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. So you got the triumvirate of authority here, and they're all after the same thing. Well, it looks like the cardinal is trying to steal or destroy it.
No. So the cardinal, he brought it in. The cardinal brought in this painting, and people have been looking for this. This is like the Lost Sea Scroll, Dead Sea Scrolls, man.
This Willie Nelson painting.
And then Amy's like, looks at her mom. And they're both like, "Why? What are we doing here? Why are we invited to this luncheon?" Then they had the distinct feeling that those official-looking men in the business suits were not good guys, and they were going to either. Why would they destroy that painting? They're going to steal the painting
or destroy it, and probably kill
the divine guidance. I'm not saying that, like, the Catholic Church is the one divine guy. It's just a symbol.
Well, if we're boiling it down into what they symbolize, the man of God is the guy who found Willie.
And that means that this...
He's dangerous. Wow. Okay, wow. So maybe...
And that this painting is going to change the world. The birth of Willie, right?
Yeah. And they're trying to hijack it. But, like, it came from a place of faith. That's what I'm trying to figure out now. Now, I don't know... personally what this person's relationship with faith is, but if there's a cardinal in your dream, that's a symbol whether or not you're religious, right? Like, if I had a cardinal in my dream, I would definitely
the bird, but yeah. A dude with, like, I don't know, they probably have cool hats. Am I making that up?
No, they probably have cool hats.
Catholic sweet, cardinal sweet. Hat. Yeah, dude, they've got cool hats. That's a truth. Cool hats.
Some classy vestments.
So this Godhead essentially figure found this painting that somehow is going to change the world, that upsets these uptight, you know, businessmen or officials
who are not good guys. Huh? What do you think they represent?
See,
I get mom, I get the Willie.
So I think this is why Willie. I think this is why it's Willie, because you ever seen Willie in a suit and tie?
No.
Oh, hell nah.
Actually, yeah, I'm looking at one right here, him at the Grand Ole Opry in the 50s, but that's the only suit and tie one I can see.
If I'm going to the Grand Ole Opry 60s. In the 50s, I better be wearing a suit and tie. But I'm talking like the spirit of Willie Nelson.
He's not in a suit and tie.
Cannot be contained within right. your seer sucker nothing, okay? I'm starting to sound like some kind of like left-wing podcast. Well, I think that has a lot to do with these uptight men, like this free spirit of Willie and his expression and his like be true to thyself and let me choke on a hay bale's worth of grass, please. All the time.
These guys trying to cage that bird. These are the G-men that are trying to maybe, you know, or corporatized, you know, maybe that could be the thing here. Maybe you've got a love of music that you're very free about, and maybe this is sort of having misgivings about corporatized music or art in general. This is a
streaming
big one,
services and your big yeah. box companies going in to squash the indie record stores as possible.
Buy local, everybody.
But I think it's these people are trying to keep down your free spirit, Amy. I think they're trying to squash your free spirit.
I think maybe the cardinal and the mom are indicators that they're not trying. They're probably on the Willie's team with you.
I would think so.
In this one, that seems like that. And so, yeah, whatever these G-men represent, that's so crazy, though.
That's what I'm calling them G-men. Yeah, sure. They're these. They seem like agents of some sort.
Right.
In this case of evil. So that, yeah, I would say if we're going to, let's go ahead and we'll put a bow on this. Let's put a bow on Willie's pigtails. I would say that, Amy, there's someone trying to get you down. And this dream is just reminding you, like, don't let those bastards get you down. And just WWWD. What would Willie do?
www.d.d.willie.com. No, I think that's a good take on it. This is actually a weirdly like potent dream that's just like really packed into a small submission, because you've got all these themes, you've got the religion aspect, you've got music, you've got art, and with all these symbols together, especially with dreams, it's hard to really pinpoint what it can mean. The context helps a little bit, but like
it's pretty good. It's like in four or five sentences, you yeah. really boil it down here.
Yeah. Thank you for the submission. Hope we could clarify a little something there. I feel like that's a difficult one, but man, oh man, if we have any fan artists eventually in the future, this better be the first one. Just Willie coming out of that ashtray,
or the you know. or the slowly unfurling marijuana yeah. jazz cigarette.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Amy, yeah, don't let those bastards get you down, and like keep being you and stuff.
Yeah.
Keep I think that's music. What this is all about, or whatever you do. Amy, I don't even know who you are, but you sound great. So like, keep it up. Do your thing.
Amy is great. Amy's super great. And we always appreciate submissions. Thank you guys for giving us context and stuff, like Amy did with the melatonin and stuff. That's interesting to us, because we're fans of the apple juice and the cheese dreams and like all these different alchemical ways to doodle with your dreams.
Yeah. So again, that nap at the beginning, I think that has to do with the melatonin. And if you're taking melatonin, you're like, you know, needing to get to sleep. And so that's just your frustrations of wanting to go to sleep or needing to get to sleep are in your dream of you falling asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Connor, you got any other submissions?
You know, Scott, here? It's been a bit of a dearth for a while, but I had myself a dream.
Ooh.
Had been a while, and classic
Connor classic having stuff. Dreams.
Yeah, well, it had been a while, and part of it is like my schedule's been crazy, and I was having a lot of dreams when I was able to sleep in and snooze. And I was much better at remembering my dreams when I would snooze for like 20 minutes, and then I would have an extra dream, and then I'd write it down and stuff like that.
Right.
So I got food poisoning after a dinner on Sunday.
In real life.
Oh, dude, it cleaned my clock. It was real bad. So like, you know, Monday, I got home at like 6 and just laid down. and, you know, all the trappings of food poisoning that are also fun. Anyway, I got to sleep in some, and I had myself a dream.
Do tell.
So I was with a group of maybe 50 or so, and in this dream, I'm in my late teens or early 20s, and so is everybody else. So I'm with these older teen or early 20-somethings, and we were kind of in these military barracks, and we were led single file out on this big, like, grassy hillside, like these kind of rolling hills. And the only thing out there is just these, just the hills. So we get out the edge of one hill, and our marching seemed very trance-like as we were marching single file. Like, we were, everything was hyper-focused, and I say trance-like. We get out to the edge of a hill, and far, far, far down below, there's this man standing there, and this man was George W. Bush.
Oh, what?
Okay. And off to one side of him was this very large-looking, almost like a la Blue Angels jet fighter. And then on the other side was this, like, broken-down space shuttle.
On either side of him? Like, on the ground?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, like, out of ways. I mean, probably 100 yards on either side of him. And he's just, like, he's just down at the bottom of this hill. So he's very small, way up on the top of this hill. But, you know, we can hear him and everything. And he gave this speech about air travel and using enhanced jet fighters to traverse the inner layers of outer space.
What?
And how, like, these jet fighter models are going to be better than these space shuttles at this, you know, stratospherical travel. Or I'm really bad with the layers of our atmosphere, but it's basically like short distance space flight. It's going to be all about these jets and no longer about these shuttles. But as he's giving this speech, the blue sky from east to west just gets, like, super dark gray and purple, just, like, slowly over the horizon until the whole sky, and just, like, perfectly like that, east to west, like a, you know, like a, I guess the reverse of a speedometer, just totally sweeps across the sky. And then as it's almost fully darkened by these gray purple clouds, they start to march us back to barracks, and we're marching back again in this very trance-like state. And someone, when we got back, told me that they were able to count the time of the marching somehow within this trance, and it took us 8 minutes.
Holy cow, dude.
That was all that I remember.
That's all of it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay, let's dissect this. Let's give this the old college try.
Yeah.
So, you guys, it's like 50 of you. 50 of you young people kind of staying in this... What, like a summer camp or something? Like, you said it was barracks?
It was like a military. Yeah, like military barracks. Like, we were almost conscripted in some way.
Wow. Did they seem like they were possessed, or were they just, like, disciplined and into it?
It seemed to be disciplined, but the strange part was the trance-like marching. Like,
and you were taking part, too?
Yeah, I was involved. I was one of the ranks, one of the many.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to see if there's an Ibn Sirin here for marching or that kind of thing. But what he's not going to be useful for is this beautiful image of former Presidente George W. Bush standing on a hill with a Blue Angels jet on one side and a crashed space shuttle on the other. That's, I'm guessing, where big old nugget of dream symbolism is laying dormant.
Yes. That's now, probably. I have found President in J.M. DeBoard's The Red Owl's Dream Dictionary.
Okay.
And as a leadership figure, a president in a dream can symbolize a leader in your life, such as a supervisor, coach, or parent. Interesting.
Parents, okay.
A president can symbolize your leadership qualities, including the ability to lead your psyche.
Huh. Okay, so
A president can symbolize your relationship with authority as well.
Hmm. Okay. Give me a second here. I'm gonna try to synthesize this, but I can already tell that I'm not gonna have enough enough steam to keep it going. So jump in whenever you can.
Yeah, right? Let's do this.
Okay, so it starts out, and you're with a bunch of your peers.
Yes.
And you guys are good at what you do. You are disciplined. You're just a wheel in the machine, a brick in the wall, whatever. And you guys are going.
Just like the hammer is a marching.
Yeah, and you guys are going to see the president.
We don't know that, but that's what happens.
You didn't know that, but that's what ended up happening. And he's giving a speech. What was he talking about?
He was talking about how these jet fighters are going to be these like souped up jet fighters are the way that we're going to traverse space better than these old space shuttles.
Old space shuttles. Wow. Okay, so to see a fighter jet in your dream indicates that you're involved in some sort of fast-paced project, according to Dream Moods. You know, brilliant analysis. Thank you, Dream Moods.
Interesting. Yeah, just I have in my life been a running and a gunning lately. I've had, like I said, I haven't had time to have a snooze, much less anything else. So maybe not too far off.
Well, that's the other part here says to see a jet in your dream signifies speed, pride, or power, which I can really see because those are powerful machines. They represent strength, I would say, though probably not always like good guy strength. And the fact that it was George W. Bush is so weird to me because we've had a couple president dreams. I think the last one we had was Barack Obama, and it's always like a former president is in charge in these contemporary dreams, which is interesting to me.
Yeah, and I don't really know what to make of that, but it was...
Well, I'm going to take a stab at G-Dub.
It was W, all right.
Here's my stab at G-Dub. So just in terms of, like, the American personality, right, during that time, during that presidency, mm-hmm. as far as maybe your and mine generation, that represents kind of the old guard, the old way of doing things, old Texas white guy in charge, you know, that kind of thing. So this is the old legacy American power, or even just like, you know, this is the old school. And then you've got the old school next to him crumbling away and decaying, which is the space shuttle, and you've got the new school on the other side of him. And so this is a weird paradox.
Seems like some fuzzy math to me.
Yeah, well, it's the old school leader talking about new school solutions to travel, which is a little bizarre to me, I guess is what I meant.
It's generally, yeah, it's really not how things go. You would think that Elon Musk would be there telling me.
Yeah, why is George Bush the new Elon Musk?
Yeah, I mean, really, though, that is a bit of the shroud of what is the meaning in this dream is being uncovered, so...
Did you feel like negative connotation to the sky darkening and turning deep purple and like dark and scary? Or was it not scary?
It was really bizarre, and I did feel a little anxious about it.
Right.
Now,
which is normal.
I'm just going to start running here. Mm-hmm. And if seeing former President George W. Bush somehow is a reflection of myself and my leadership of my own life at this point, and I am favoring this new run and gun sort of way, and how it is different from the way that I had been doing things for the last metaphorical 50 years, if you will, landing on the moon and such. And while I was saying how much I'm enjoying this new way, the sky is a darkening, it's either going on this new way means that there's going to be some tough times ahead, perhaps, with this ominous symbol.
Or maybe just different, dude. If it didn't have, like, a real evil connotation, it might just be different.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was, you know, thunder, lightning, and tornadoes.
That was a great analysis, by the way. The whole president being you, getting used to the new run-and-gun you.
Yeah, the new jet fighters, Blue Angels me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a good take. Okay, wow. What about all the regimented, what about all that stuff?
Yeah, that's interesting. Now,
is that the old you catching up to the new you?
I mean, that might be a part of my new fighter jet lifestyle. I have not had as much time to really, like, sit and be me as much. Even, I was saying the other day, we have gone through this, and it's been great. I've had a lot of fun. but event after event after event. And I'm the kind of guy who strongly believes in unstructured free time once in a while as like part of my spiritual boon.
Mm-hmm.
And that being a great substance of like part of why I am who I am from my upbringing and what helps keep me grounded. And I haven't had a lot of that kind of time. So I have a feeling maybe that's a symbol of me being like locked in. And I've been locked into a pretty good schedule between working out in rehearsals for a play, getting ready for a shoot in July.
Well, there's your regimented lifestyle right there.
Going to work, watching my like diet. Yeah, it's been, everything's been regimented. So maybe that's part of that.
Huh. That's nice. That's actually a pretty optimistic take on that dream, because when you told it to me, I was every step of the way, I was like, this is going to end up bad. This is going to be negative, but it never really does.
Yeah, there's nothing in that that necessarily, you know, and if anything, I've said to people, my own personal journey over the last few years in my life has been one of self-discipline, which is something I feel like I never really mastered as a child or adolescent or a young adult. So that's really been my thing these days. So maybe I'm succeeding and now
maybe you're getting there.
Yeah. And like
caught up finally to your brain.
And now, you know, I'm not stuck in the stars of this old astronaut dreams, old guard space shuttle, Cape Canaveral. And I can do things kind of my own new way. Thank you, W.
Yeah, get up in that mesosphere and get your periapsis to the other side you got to get to.
See, I knew you knew all those atmospherical layers.
Nice, dude. I feel like that's an optimistic take on it, though. As far as I can tell, you got your regimen pretty consistent there. For those who don't know, Connor is also our producer, so all that masterful sound editing you heard on the last episode, that's all him. He's the guy that makes this boat sail. He is our 700 horsepower engine on the back of the speedboat.
It's a hobby.
Nice.
I'd love to make it a living if y'all want to keep sharing the Dreamboat podcast, because I have a very strong belief that we would have some just great brand synergy with Casper mattresses. I just have a feeling like Dreamboat Podcast and Casper Mattresses.
Every mattress perfect, company, get at us
perfect
now.
Perfect brand synergy. The only thing is we need to have more listeners. And I love all of our listeners, and I would love to share this Dreamboat.
We get sponsored by Apple Juice mattresses. We'd
love to get more people on board. I will have to take the logo and stretch the boat out so it's longer, more like a cruise ship and less like a yacht. For all the new listeners that we want to make room for.
Or crossover products, like a mattress that's shaped like a boat and in emergency inflates so that it can be a boat.
Well, that sounds great. But you're not supposed to take inflatable mattresses out on water, which seems like just the perfect idea.
Yeah, what? Who came up with that?
It's on the label. It's like, do not use as a flotation device. Probably because they're worried about people who are not adept at the swimmings. Being like, oh, I got this here floaty sleep boat. I'm good to go.
So as far as marketing goes, we are open to really all of it, all the mattresses.
Yeah, and suggestions. Get at us, dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, Connor, I had an interesting take that's a little different than what we usually do. So I found out, I mean, I've known my whole life, just, you know, when you're growing up being at those elementary school sleepover parties or whatever, I found out that
when was the last time you went to an elementary school sleepover party, Scott?
Just like 2 days ago. Don't worry about it. But like this thing that I've had my whole life, sleep talking is apparently like my deal. I've been doing this thing for years where me and my brother both, I was looking at the Wikipedia entry, says that it can run in the family, right? So if you have kids and you sleep talk, they're like twice as likely to be sleep talked. So it's like a weird thing.
That would make sense of why you used to tell me all your secrets in college.
I gotta go wash my arms. Hold on, I'll be right back. But
that didn't happen.
It totally happened. I had a moment recently where some of my sleep talking was recorded, and it was just a brief one-off. And this is why I wanted to bring it up, though. We are a dream podcast. We're not a sleep talking podcast, but it is considered sometimes to be a part of dreaming, like a window into dreaming. Right?
Yeah, I have experienced being in rooms with people who are asleep who are talking out their dreams, in a sense. Their mouths are a conduit for what's going on in the dreamscape.
Plug your headphones into that DVD player even though the screen is broken, is what that is, basically. So it's sleep therapists call sleep talking a motor breakthrough. And we talked on our sleep paralysis episode that during REM sleep, all the motor functions typically are shut off. Mm. Like you cannot move. And
And that's
where
why
some of the terror comes from.
Sleeping works.
Right.
Your body starts to shut down and you're not reacting to the fly landing on your shoulder or whatever because your nerves have taken a nappy.
Well, it's considered a disorder or whatever, but if it breaks through enough, if there's, I guess, the right soup going on in your brain, you can break through and sort of talk in your dreams, which can lead to some pretty fun ones. This is not a dream submission per se because I don't remember it, but I was recorded sleep talking and I said my exact words were, "That is a good margarita pizza, verdad?" Which is Spanish for correct.
The only Spanish word you said was verdad.
I said verdad. Yeah. Which at work at the restaurant, I do speak Spanish a lot. They've been teaching me. They're a great guy. They've been teaching me to say basically kitchen Spanish. I'm quasi fluent now, but "that's a good margarita pizza, verdad?" may have been something I said last week. Like, yeah. It's totally within my...
Well, and I know I have work dreams all the time. I wish I didn't, because you don't get paid for those, unfortunately.
You don't. Man. Even though you get to eat a good margarita pizza, verdad?
Yeah. It's interesting, too. I know that some people... I mentioned kind of offhand, more as a joke, that you were saying your secrets or whatever, sleep talking. But I have heard of some people who do, like, admit things while they're asleep. And I think that's probably part of them dealing with this guilt or whatever within their dream. Probably having an experience where they're having to come clean in the dream or finally facing up to that.
Get that motor breakthrough when it's, like, that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And then, and I guess the people who are more genetically inclined, genetically...
predisposed, yeah.
Yeah, to having this experience.
I remember one time when my brother was asleep some Christmas or Thanksgiving or something, and he was mumbling stuff, and I was like, "What? What did you say?" And he just kind of goes, "There's an arrow in my butt." The best. It was like, I was like, "Man, that dream sucks. Sorry, dude. Have fun with that one."
Yeah, I hope he meant the cheek.
I hope so too. But yeah, that was my little sleep talk one off. I thought that was kind of interesting and fun. And if you guys have any funny sleep talks, you know, why not?
Sleep talks, sleep walks. Seriously though, lame on us. I have never been a sleepwalker myself. I've known people who have been. I know people who have been because of medications they were taking, and like that's a whole thing. Like, so talking to someone who was on Ambien, and people have these whole things where they'll either wake up in the middle of the night and just eat a whole box of Oreos, not remember it, or worse, they'll like go drive and like go to the grocery store and not remember any of it. Like sleep driving, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, very not, you know, safe stuff there.
Yeah, do not operate a motor vehicle when you are on sleep. I mean, it's not their choice, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you gotta sleep with a buddy. I recommend it.
I do too. Have you ever sleep talked? You ever been told that you sleep talk?
I don't think so. Not in my immediate memory. I don't think I have.
None of your siblings?
I know that I know my mom does, because you know, you'd come home at night, especially in the teen years. She's just like, just tell me you're home. Just tell me you got home. So I just like kind of like poke my face in the crack in the door and be like, Mom, I'm home. Maybe it's mother's intuition. Like, she probably really did hear me and had a much better night's sleep for the better for it. But
that'd be funny too if she was dreaming and then like the motor unlocked enough for her to hear you say that. So like in her dream, she's like, you know, sword fighting someone on top of a Zeppelin, and then you kind of poke your head out and go, "Mom, I'm home," and she's like, "Oh, okay, honey," and then just.
But it was never like, Mom, I'm home. And she goes, yeah, but put the muskrat in the oven before you go upstairs. You know, it's never anything like that.
Okay, so, Mom.
Yeah, we'll do. Get that muskrat nice and toasty and crisp for breakfast.
I mean, you want to play us out then? I think this is a pretty solid wrap up here.
Yeah, let me get.
That's a pretty good margarita pizza. You know, verdad.
Verdad. You could go for a margarita pizza.
Claro,
right now.
Claro.
Claro que sí.
Sí, sí. It's, how do you say boat? We're the Sueño Boat podcast.
The Sueño Boat. Great.
So thank
you.
Two
favorite gringo captains.
No, I sound like such a.
From the southwest of the United States.
Thanks, everybody, for supporting us goobs and listening to our goobcast. Please like our Facebooks and our tweets and follow our things and
tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
That would be super cool. If you partake with iTunes, comment a rate and review. If you write us just a little review, 5 stars, it'd be super cool. If not, also super cool. If you have something that we're doing that's just like bugging you, shoot us an email, man. We'd love to talk about it. We'd love to get better in any way we can. And if you have an idea of how we can reach more people, that would be super cool too, because we would love to get this enterprise going even more, because I know that I could spend a lot more time doing super cool edits and all kinds of different stuff if we had some sponsorship, but I know,
you know,
that's probably a ways down the road.
We need that Futurama dream advertising where they broadcast like underwear commercials into people's dreams. We need that. That's our perfect marketing ploy right there.
It's true. I also think MeUndies, we'd have great brand synergies with you too, MeUndies. And I know you guys get out a lot of podcasts, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm a strictly like boxer briefs kind of guy. That's my dream suit right there. That's my dream suit.
I only wear crispy muskrats, so we're a little different on that one. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Once again, we are your two captains, me, Scott.
And me, Connor.
Keep those submissions coming, and keep the dream alive.
Afloat?
Afloat?
Keep the dreams happening?
Off board. Get off. Get off the boat. We're done.
Or go back to your cabins or your boats.